People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to go into now the, let's call this section, the introduction of Laws of Money 1 and 2.
If you ever want to make money, now is the time, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to split my whole introduction part. It's going to be universal understanding and philosophical. Because in order for me to move on to the practicality, I just need to catch y'all up on some basic truth. I really do. I really do. Okay? So you got a good title here? Like I need you to have. By the time you give it to me, I need titles. Because that's going to be the names of the video.
Laws of Money 1 and 2. You need the understanding, universal understanding. And
oh, you ain't got to put all that. All right, here we go. We live in a very abundant world. I need you to receive that. I can't move on. I need you to get that right now. Who has the working internet real quick? You pull out your phone real quick, Ken. Ken, I want you, I'm sure somewhere there is a deficit calculator or a debt calculator. Find out for us as of this recording how much America is in debt. Yeah. I'm pretty sure someone online, I bet it's a real world running calculator right now, because that's what I would do.
Yeah, I just found out. So it's 16.17 trillion is the estimate as of June of this year.
As of June of this year, 16.17 trillion.
Let me correct myself.
Yes.
They were split it up. So the total, see, it's not The total is 22.03.
That sounds more. That sounds far. Because I thought
I thought we had paid some
debt. Yes. No. No. You, how do you pay 20? I mean, who gets a dinner bill and says, "Oh, it's $22 trillion," and you pay that off? No. No. We fight. No. I'm running. You know, I'm not paying it off. $22 trillion in debt. Okay, that's real. That's June. It's as soon as they vote again, it's going up. All right, that's June. Now I need you to get that the only way capitalism works
is what? Excuse me. The only way capitalism works with a Federal Reserve Bank that's not federal at all. Mm-hmm. Is you must have a debt before you have a dollar.
It's the only way it works. I know. It's terrible. I know it. But it's the only way it works. You must have a debt before you have a dollar. You must. Terrible, right? It's awful. But it's the way it works. Your United States government ask your Federal Reserve, that's not part of the government, it's a bunch of private banks, about 25 of them, and they say, can we borrow money from you? You say, well, sure you can. Look at your credit ratings, AAA, so I'm good. There you go. Well, we need $80 billion. It's not a problem now. Not a problem at all. Here you go. This time, we need $800 billion. That's not a problem. Here you go. Well, we gotta go to war, so we need $80 billion a month. That's fantastic. Here you go. And every time that they borrow, the government then does what I just taught you an hour ago and says, "I'm not paying this." Well, I'm not paying it either. Well, Ken's gonna pay it. This is how your money works. This is why you never really thought about the word income tax before. That makes no sense. You don't tax my income. That's disrespectful. That is me saying, "Hey man, Ken, I know you're married and I'm the pastor, I officiated your wedding." But every time you kiss your wife, I need to kiss her too.
Yeah.
You see how that just doesn't work out?
I thought you were going like
No. That's it. Yeah, that's exactly. And then what she doing. That it is. But it is. It is as vulgar and vicious that I got to kiss it too, because first off, it's your money and your private home and your private bank, and your government trusts you so little they take their money first before they give it. They take their money first before they say, "You know he go fool around messing the money, right? Let's get ours first." I'm just telling you. I'm telling you how your government treats you. And all that scenarios let you know money's everywhere. I just proved to you how money works. Now, this time, Ken, I want you to read that same dollar amount. Watch this here.
So it was 22.03
trillion. $22.03 trillion in debt. But you can't have debt without a dollar in profit. Yes? That's automatic. That's debt first, then dollar profit. So if we're $22 in debt, not in circulation, it also means we have $22.03 in the American economy in circulation. And you can't find $20? It's $22.03 million around you right now, and we can't find 20.
You know, because I'm cleared by the FBI for something related to cyber, and one of the events.
Let's get on.
We good?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I'm for something related to cybersecurity, I'm cleared by the FBI and some other federal agencies. And so one of the events related to that was over at the Federal Reserve Bank here in town. And when the first time ever going there, and I didn't realize, like, they're shredding money. Like, they're shredding millions a day. And I got a little container of shredded money from the Federal Reserve. Like, they shred it and they put it in the, yeah, like they shred, I think they said something like 7 or 20, we'll just say 20 million. It was some large number, 20 million a day of U.S. currency. They should just shred it. Oh, it's old, it's wrinkled, it's, you know. I'm like, you know, you could slide a little, you know. But it's like lockdown, right? Like, you can't get a dollar out of that place. But just to put that in context, right, we're talking about there's money everywhere. They're shredding it. The government is shredding money. And you know, if you can't find 20 bucks, or if you can't find the money to pay your bills, if you can't build money, it's out there. I mean, again, the government is shredding like stacks. I'm talking about stacks. Yeah, and I'm talking about law. I'm talking about a pallet. You go to a warehouse, Amazon's got a pallet of, you know, whatever, you know, sponges or whatever, a pallet of money. And I'm like, they showed us, like, they wouldn't let us in there, of course, because we would have stuffed our pockets. But because I'm trying to hook Pam up, right? I would have stuffed my pockets and hook Pam up. But stacks, I'm talking about stacks of warehouse. Just think of a warehouse full of money, and they're just shredding it like it's no big deal. So I just wanted to say that to put that in context, like, the government, and that's just one. That's one location here in Houston. There's Federal Reserve locations all around the country just doing the same thing daily. So just, if you think there's not money out there, it's out there, and they're shredding it. So put yourself in a position to shred money yourself, right? Don't shred it, but you get the idea. Chris, I'm not shredding that. I just wanted to throw that out there. That's what they're doing, anyways.
Go ahead.
My father had an old Merchant Marine buddy who was working for one of the shipping lines here in the States. This was toward the end of the Vietnam conflict war. And I saw the pictures where our government was blowtorching warehouses of monies they couldn't get out of Hanoi, whatever it was, at the end of the war, because they couldn't account for it. Mm. So they literally burned it on the docks.
That sounds right. That sounds awful. Now, Jimmy, if I just had an idea, whenever y'all talk, move that one, and then that'd be fantastic quality. Because that'd be good. Now, my point of that is, it's everywhere. And here's what's even crazier: 98% of money is still all digital. But basically, law, you have the frequency of $22 trillion floating through you right now. That's it. All right, Pam Norris gets it. You just need to tap into the frequency. That's it. The flow of money. That's what I say all the time. Right now, I have in my wallet some money that is not cash but digital, with some limits on it that could get a brownstone in New York. You understand? Okay. Right. And it's flowing through everybody in this room. Frequency modulation, 97.9 frequency modulation. That's a FM. That means someone no smarter than you knew there was energy out here and modulated that energy until noise came out of a speaker.
But credit card
something. You speaking loud enough? No, you speaking loud enough. Yeah, just turn it to him. No, the other way. It's on.
Yeah, Yeah, I was just saying, like, why do I have a hush? That credit card is somewhere involved with all of this. It's like, as you're speaking.
Absolutely. It's all part of money. It's money. It is absolutely money. Yeah, you can tell me. It's absolutely money. Credit cards is money. As long as, now, it's made up money because money is made up. We made all this up. Money doesn't exist. And credit cards don't exist. But they do now. Like Apple Pay, right? That doesn't exist. Bitcoin and Google Pay. And now Apple, Facebook has its own money now, which is going to be actually be fantastic. But anywho, yeah. Yeah, that's just something we do. We just do that. So I want y'all to know that money is abundance. It's fair. This is just some, life is never meant to be a struggle. That's my second thing I want to give to you. Life is never meant to be a struggle. I promise you, I'm going to get out the philosophical and get into some very, very practical. But we need to receive this, that you were never meant to struggle. Technology is here to make your life easier. They were struggling before they invented the hammer. And they invented the hammer and they started building civilizations. We were Neanderthals until we built tools. I'm just telling you, an arrowhead hunted food. We were starving until we built the arrow. That was technology. And the same religious leaders that tell you no technology in the church are using a microphone to tell you that, okay? They're using a microphone to tell you this, okay? Which is technology, right? I just want you to recognize that. And when microphones were first introduced in church, they were hated, right? I'm just okay. Everything's supposed to make our life easy. We are the apex predators on this planet. Everything on this planet exists for us. You know what I'm saying? And we are supposed to have it easy. It just is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw... I'm going to talk about cats briefly.
Okay.
Because I think there's some context here. Not that the cat is getting money, right? Well, mine does, but you know. but think about a cat for a minute. A cat just kind of sits there... And they'll give you like a look or something, right? You kind of feel that you know, you're connected at some point, unless you really hate your cat or you hate cats. But you're connected, and so when your cat kind of gives you like a look or does a certain action, you go like, oh, I got to go feed the cat, right? Mm-hmm. Or I got to pet the cat, or, you know, so there's, I just want to put that out there. Like, cats have figured out their own way to get the things that they want because there's, you know, abundance of that. So they figured out in their own way how to get
things off of you as a human, and they do that very well, you know. So not saying again that your cat is getting money, but if you just look at a cat as an example, they're in the flow of their thing, which is getting food and shelter and all that stuff, and they tap into that all the time. I know my cat does, that's why she's fat. So so, you know, that I think that's kind of the point I wanted to put there, is you already see this stuff out there. You know, we talk about the flow of money and wealth and stuff like that, but we also see other creatures out there doing this stuff already. You know, your dog come around and begging, whimpering at you, and you feed it. You know, let me give you some of my food or whatever. These animals are out there already doing that. They maybe don't have the higher level thought that we do, or they don't maybe understand what they're doing, but it's instinct. And I think as humans, we try to overthink things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
We've been conditioned by the system, and so we've forgotten our instincts, and we all know that this is inside of us, and we need people, you know, like this gentleman here, that, you know, to kind of awaken ourselves to, like, wait a minute here, and we tap into the natural thing that we have. So want to put that out there.
No,
mostly to give my cat a shout out, because, you know, I put her on all my horses, you know. So anyway.
No, that was worth the price of admission, because you found a better way to explain what I was saying. I mean, we are innately born to be have it easy, right? And then other people told us to struggle, and we made that our identity, right? Yes. An online question. All right.
Law wanted to know: are credit cards far more valuable?
Neither. Credit cards are valuable, and then they're not valuable. It doesn't matter. The only time it becomes valuable is when you spend it. Yes, money is useless unless you're spending it. The wealthy only spend it when it makes them money. Did you catch that, Law? Credit cards are valuable if you're using them. But the poor and the middle class only use it to get things that depreciate. Yeah. The wealthy get things that appreciate. It's the truth. Yeah, I'm getting ready to spend like $86,000, and every last one of these things are appreciating assets. One is my own SaaS software as a service system. Ken has helped me design it, right? That's going to be a smart investment. Yeah, that's going to be a very smart investment. Yeah, I mean, this is just one of those fantastic things. Fantastic things. But good stuff. Let's keep going. There are money is just energy. It's just energy, period. I kind of broke that down to you when I was talking about the frequency modulation. It's just energy. Now, here's what you need to receive about money being energy. If you don't have it, you don't have good relationships in your life, period. Mm-hmm. I'll explain. First off, tell Shipley's their coffee is disgusting. Way too much water, not enough coffee. That's number one. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I need the oil. Now, yeah, I need the military coffee. Yeah. I need stuff that stain your clothes the moment you can't wash it out. Can't wash it out.
Real quick, I guess.
Yeah, you good. You good.
Did you have the So just jumping on a non-related topic, he brought up the military. We had this repellent, bug repellent. So, you know, you try off and stuff like that, mosquitoes will kind of laugh at us. We put this stuff on, it would make my skin burn. I don't know about you, but the bugs wouldn't come around. Anyways, there's digression there.
Yeah, no.
Not related.
That chiggers
was what got me the most, because my job was more covert, so it was always in high grass and stuff, and they would get around your ankle lines, wrist line. Their whole job was to bite you and die in your skin. A useless creature. Useless creature. Of course, their bite would itch and their death would itch even more. It's crazy. This makes no sense, but anyway, I guess we all have some sort of purpose. I was going to explain something. So money is just energy, and if you don't have money, you don't have good relationships in your life. I'm telling you right now, you don't, because if money is just energy, it means that the focus is energy now, right? Like that's the part of that sentence that needs to have the focus on it, energy. So then you could say cars are just energy. Okay, then cool, because they are. Computers is energy. That's cool too, because it is. Like no matter what we put in front of it, the energy stays consistent, but the everything else is a variable. So do I need to be in relationship with the variable or the energy? Now, if I am suffering in income, I am also suffering in the relationships of my lives, because those relationships are just energy. And if I have a poor relationship with money, I also have a poor relationship with my most important relationships. How you do anything is how you do everything. If you think money is always running out, then loved ones are always leaving you. It's tough, right? I know. If you think money is your master, then you are either mastering someone or they are your master. Yes. Go ahead. You can say it on the mic. Say it on the mic.
So something just hit me. So if you're always looking for the approval of someone else, you're always looking for the approval of money to flow into your bank account.
Yes, and even more, you're always needing money to feel confident. Validation. If you're always looking for approval, it's not the money that comes in your bank account. You only feel good looking when you got money. You're only outspoken when you have money. Right? When you got a whole foundation of makeup on your face is when you feel good. When you got a fresh shave as a man, that's when you feel good. Right? Because, you know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. I got you. Telling my fellas, but, you know, as soon as we get a fresh haircut, you know, we walk a little differently. We do. You know, as soon as Law twists that up a little, you know, soon to get a little extra twist in his dreads, you know, then it's like, ooh, this dark skin is even better today, right? Yeah, that's Law right there. Anyway, Chris, you was about to say something. Flip this around on him, because I'm going to edit that without in there.
It seems like you really start taking the control of your life and much more once you establish and know your own self-worth outside of systems
that wants you to project a certain lifestyle. Once you put your foot down and know your worth, value, and you're no longer looking for validation for other things, I feel like everything starts flowing, or like you say, like the universe starts going towards, in, I guess, guiding towards your own pathway. Facts. Because you're no longer trying to follow along the traditions no
facts.
More.
Facts. Can't add to that.
That's 100% facts. Everything you said is facts. So you're getting it, and you get it at such a young age. Maybe it's the fresh haircut that makes you so smart. I'm not so sure, right? All right, just a few more. Money is just a form of appreciation. This is my favorite one to understand. This is why my customer retention rate is so high. Because if I haven't heard from you in a little bit, well, think about it. This is a private VIP conference, 2 days, that is going to add considerable amount of value to you. Everyone did not get this message, period. Yeah, did y'all hear me? Because if you didn't spend a certain dollar amount, we can't even talk to you in this kind of meeting. Let me look at the folk online. I'm going to let you know. Law bought in at the VIP when it was $20,000. You understand? He was like, ah, man, just swipe that. It ain't a problem. You just swipe that. This man, you go ahead and do that, right? And that, but Law, don't we always treat you like VIP? Yeah, so he said yes. Well, we always treat him like VIP. When he came down here, we treat him like VIP. We was trying to have a mobile red carpet, so when he wouldn't even walk on the ground. Right? We just wanted to walk on the ground. Yeah. We want to have all that. This is private VIP because that's what you do for certain people. You fan their gift of giving. You fan the gift of the choir member. Oh, my God, you sing so well. You sing so well. This is so good, right? You fan the mechanic. But giving is a gift, and that needs to be fanned. It does. It does. It does. It does. So that's why you're here. Other people get it later, right? They'll sign up for something, but you get it now, plus the notes, the official notes. Okay? And who takes better notes than Deanna? Maybe Pam Norris, right? Pam Norris said, no, yeah, Grace take good notes too. Money is just a form of appreciation. But here's what I mean by that. Every time I know, yeah, I'll take good notes either, Law. Every time that I know I haven't heard from you in a while, and then we got something new to sell, I won't. I'll be like, hey, call Chris. We haven't heard from him in a while. I want to offer him a free coaching session. Something like that. All the time. All the time. We haven't heard from him in a while. Because money is just, you know what, man? I increase your value today. Appreciation. Depreciation is a decrease in value. Appreciation is I want to appreciate you more than I want the money in my pocket. Does that make sense? This is like real deal, right? I appreciate Chris so much. Take this money, man. You are now more valuable than the money I'm giving you. Did I hear that? Money is just a form of appreciation. If you remember that, you'll treat customers very well. Because in order for you to have them say that about you, they must increase your value. And the only way you can have your value increase, you have to first increase Ken's. Get that? That is a fundamental understanding. No one ever pays what they think something costs. That's not true. That's a folklore out there. It's not true. If I paid you, it means I thought it was worth more. Not what it cost. I thought it was worth more, so I gave you this because I'm a good negotiator, right? We all want to feel that way, right? Like, I didn't pay what it cost. It cost more, but at least I saved something. This is how we think. This is literally how we think and how we want to continue to think. Is that fair, everybody? Good. Outstanding. Money is a form of appreciation. If you want people, if you keep making people say thank you, they will keep giving you money and not feel bad. How many of y'all have, let me just poll my audience real quick before I go, online and in front of me. How many of you are convinced I would never sell to you again? That would be stupid. You would just be foolish. You just might as well just pick yourself up and go in the corner somewhere, because I am always doing something new and it always costs something. You understand what I'm saying? No one in here says, well, he's never going to sell me again. No, that's not what you're thinking. You know I am. You just know it won't be an upsell. Upsells have no value. You know what I'm saying? Upsells have no value whatsoever. Upsell is, Chris got money, I want to hide his pocket. I don't do business like that. I know. I am making Chris money. I'm helping him. He's taking things out of his head. He's doing stuff in his business. Man. And I just happen to get better too with Chris, because he's in business. I'm in business. I'm getting better. He's getting better. I happen to have this. Chris, let's step our game up together. You get what I'm saying? And then that happens. That is how you treat customers' money. And if you're going to, because I'm getting ready to talk about laws of money, 1 and 2. Universal law. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do universal law, explain it to you, then I'm going to give you a practical way to handle it in your business while an open Q&A is running the whole time. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, is if you don't understand that money is just a form of appreciation, that you have never, you.
Show that man. Look, take that camera right there and show that spiffy haircut he got there.
There you go.
go and turn your way. Turn towards Deanna so we can see the side. You give us a side profile. Look at that. Look at that spiffy haircut. Look at that. Now, Deanna. Okay, thank you. You can turn that back. Now turn your camera on him.
And so the audience can see his pristine haircut. There it is. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? He got the designs in there and everything. You see it? Now, we used to call them freaky swirls back in the day. I don't know what they call them now. That's what we used to call them. Now, Chris is saying, can't Chris, you got the K sounds and it made you mess up. So, Chris is saying, man, if by the time I spend this $20, I look like $100. Right? You get it? And so he keeps on spending the money because he's not paying what he thinks it costs. He's saying, once I get this, man, this is some Instagram shots. This is some Facebook shots. I get to show up to a meeting, which, by the way, you're losing some weight, too, man. I noticed that as soon as you walked in. You're looking good. Yeah, you're looking good. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know, man. I see you. Look, he be running and stuff, and he be posting on that, right? But you get the point. His haircut doesn't cost what it costs. It costs the barber what it costs. To him, it's worth more. $1 million. What does that look like? $1 million. You get it? So every time he pays 20, he looks like $1 million. Who wouldn't do that? That's a great return on investment. You know what I'm saying? Law does his own dread. Because Law said, I do a better job than y'all. You understand? These hands is blessed. These hands are blessed. So the return of value I get is not saving money. Pay attention. This is how Law thinking. I'm not going to waste my money and be disappointed. It makes me feel far better when I didn't lose my money on something average. That's what Law is saying when he makes that. In case he's like, yep, that's spot on. You know, because he don't mind spending money, but don't let me spend it and you not give me what I thought I was going to get. Right. You get that? And that's what Law is doing. You know what I'm saying? It's not that he's trying to be cheap. He just values not being disappointed more. You get it? Good. Remember that, because your customers are thinking all the same things. You just got to know who you're talking to. Couple of more. You need to be in alignment with money, right? Deanna said it earlier. You need to be in the flow of money. I'm going to get you into the flow of money. Money has a frequency. You need to be in that frequency. Who played this? What is this? This is September. It is getting ready to be one of the greatest times in America, at least with America's favorite pastime, baseball. It's October coming. It is about to... World Series time. They are wrapping up the season right now. And it's going to be a lot of money exchange hands. It would behoove you to find out where the World Series is going to be, because there's going to be a lot of energy in that city. More than normal. The human beings are going to bring energy, and they're going to bring with them more energy called credit cards. Okay? And that one place is going to be a super concentrated amount of energy. Or another word I would like to say, currency. And all you got to do is tap into that currency and you'll get paid.
Do you get what I'm saying? The energy's there, but you can't benefit from the energy here in Texas.
Unless it's at Houston. You get it? A lot of money, billions of dollars will exchange because the energy says it so. And if you try to tap into that energy from a distance, you're going to get how powerful that energy is from a distance. Nothing. But if you go there, and you don't have to be the baseball player, there are going to be people who are going to make more that night. That seven game. This is why we can't. This is why the NBA's rigged, man. They should have blew them out. They just wanted to go to game seven. And you know what? It might be then, because the more I go to game seven, the more money I'm bleeding out to take. Please don't sweep them. That did not make me no money. I need y'all to win at least once, LeBron. Come on, write something, right? Do me something. Let's get to a game seven. Get to a game. Can you? The palpable energy that would be in a game seven. But let's not forget all that. Let's remember the fact that it's seven times I cashed out. Please don't end this in four. Not from a capitalistic standpoint. I need you to go all seven. We're tired. I'm not. My bank account is not tired. You tired. You did your role as an athlete, keep up with your body. And someone don't have to keep up with their body. I keep up with my bank account. Keep it going. Good team lose. Thank you very much. You understand what I'm saying? you tap into that frequency. You modulate your frequency. You get into the flow of money. You really do. So can you? I'm getting ready to go in a lot of deep places. Can y'all see how this fundamental introduction is preparing you for where I'm about to go? Good stuff. If you, in fact, you are already in alignment with money, it's the only money you have. Somebody ain't like that. Somebody ain't like that one. The truth is, you are already in alignment with money. It's just the money you got. Man, I got $120. You are in alignment with $120. Okay. So when I tell you get in alignment with money, I don't mean that you're not already in alignment with money. You are. Whatever dollar amount that you have, that is your alignment, and the universe will give you not a penny more. Not one. Not a single one. Me and Ken are about to go on a embark on a journey to get 1,000 customers a day. The universe would not give us a penny more than what we are in alignment with. Period. We can have the best funnel. That means nothing compared to our alignment. We can use all the best tools. We can spend money on all the finest tools. The universe will say, you got the tools. You still got a poor mindset. I can't help you. You understand what I'm saying? To get to 1,000 customers, how many people you know are trying to get to 1,000 customers a day? As far as I know, I'm the only person that I know trying to do that. Now, I don't personally know Jeff Bezos, but he's thinking, I need 1,000 customers every 30 minutes, right? He's thinking a little different. I'm not there yet. Okay, I'm on my way, but I can believe without effort 1,000 customers a day. 1,000 every 30 minutes, that gets a little difficult there, Law. I got to, you know, 1,000, that's 2,000 an hour. That's 24,000 customers in a day. My prayers ain't that strong just yet. I'm working on it. I'm feeding these prayers some creatine, but it's taking a little while. You know, it's taking a little while. You know, it's not that strong yet. But I can believe in 1,000 customers a day. Man, I do have my systems in place to be able to handle that. That's the first thing I did. I set the systems up in place. I went paid top dollar on QuickBooks. I got QuickBooks, the one. You know, you got levels. Well, I got the one, that one, enterprise package, whatever it is, right? You know, all that stuff. I upgrade the systems, all sorts of great things, because I wanted to prepare my fields. Rain is coming, but I need to have seeds in them. That's number one. But I also understood spending that money would put me in alignment with 1,000 customers a day. Now we got to finish it. Get it? One of the greatest things I ever did was I found Ken on LinkedIn. Who the guy keeps sharing my doggone statuses? I really need to meet this guy. I had no idea he was in Houston. And I was like, I'm going to meet this guy. And then I established a relationship with him. We pretty cool. And he never stopped sharing the statuses. Who the hell is this guy, right?
You gave him a free stepway specifically for like veterans, right?
Yeah.
It's like, shoot, I got a large network of veterans. Let me keep sharing.
That makes sense, yeah.
If my guy wants to get free stuff, I'll keep
sharing. Yes, and I am Mr. Giveaway Free Stuff too, right? So I kept doing that. And then... I met both of y'all at the same. We was at the same event. We actually met both of them in person at the same time. Me and him were speaking at an event that he was going. Yeah, that's what he was the first speaker. Chris was the first speaker. The crazy thing is we got into alignment. Now, in order to finish it, we got to get more alignment. One of the smartest things I ever did was I said, you know what? I'm a master at sales phone. I am. But I need to go get somebody that's also good and teach them what I know. I need to duplicate myself. It's not enough for me. And, right? I literally told you that. I literally told King, man, you're already good, man. I'm gonna just show you a few things. Now, by show a few things, I don't mean the basics of sales funnels. That's what I'm talking about. You already had all that down. It was more of, I like customers buying stuff in two clicks. This is my thing. You know, right? Does anybody else talk like that? Am I the only one?
So I assume that several years ago as part of kind of my studies and self-learning in it, and I understood the rationale behind it. It's like, the less I click, the more likely I am to buy
something
from you. Because it's easy, right? If you think about Amazon, I go on Amazon right now, I add something to my cart, I press pay.
I'm using it. No, they can keep the whole time because better cinematography.
yeah, am I unmuted? Okay, cool. So, what I was saying is, Antonio's talking about the couple of clicks, right? And that's sort of the fundamental concept that a lot of people make a mistake with their sales funnels. They put you through like 47 clicks. I've been in those funnels. I've been, you know, as part of my funnel hacking, I've been in funnels where I'm clicking around like 38 times in a 10-minute period. I'm like, my gosh, I just want to buy it, you know? Like, just let me buy this stuff. You're like, Yeah, exactly. Well, and I've done that before. I'm like, all right, this is like 8 clicks, and that's, you're still not letting me buy from you. Buy, right? And that's, we don't want that, right? When you give people less resistance, they're more likely to buy more things from you. So Amazon does that, right? You go on Amazon. Number one, they've got that one-click buy option, where you know, or they've got where you can a couple of clicks. You add it to your cart. You confirm your payment stuff and your shipping address, and bam, you got your thing coming. That's what we do, right? And that's something that I learned years. I forget who said it, but then when we were talking, Antonio and I was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I guess that's, I'm with that philosophy. And I guess talking about the vibration. When you vibrate certain things, you get the right people just kind of randomly. I was just checking for you. I was just like, oh, this guy got free stuff, and I think I think it can benefit people that I know. And when I started watching your training, I was like, oh, this guy's telling the right stuff. I've watched a lot of gurus online. Gurus, you know, keep selling you their book. Like, wait a minute here. Quick sidebar. I bought a book recently because I'm big on buying like books through Facebook ads. So Facebook ads works for people like me. And so because I'm always trying to learn, right? And so I bought this book. I forget what it was called. They called it a report, so they got me. So I bought it. I got this thing. It was like 4 pages. It was supposed to be like these secrets of affiliate marketing or whatever. Did you buy the same thing? But I bought this thing, and I get it in the mail, and, you know, and it's low cost, right? It's like $5. Not a big deal, you know. You take the loss. But I looked at it. I was like, None of this is good. This is terrible information. Like, if someone takes this, they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
This is not good at all. But I forget where I was going with that. But you know, just less clicks. That's where I was going eventually. Less clicks. Like, they didn't have a lot of clicks for me to do, right? So I went ahead and bought it. I was like, well, it's low enough. You know, not a big risk. $5, not a big deal. They got me. But I bought a lot of other things that were, you know, worth it. But again, just going back to context of reduce the number of clicks, people are more likely to buy. And if they feel that it's easy to buy from you all the time, they're going to keep buying from you all the time, no matter what you're selling them. So, and you have to over-deliver, right? Don't be like that person, because they ruin, right? Like, I mean, you're the same with Grant Cardone, Russell Brunson, Antonio stuff. They make it easy and they over-deliver, right? And so I always am buying their next thing, whatever it is, right? You know, because I know it's going to give me value and, you know, for my money. This person made that mistake, right? They were trying to get that low sale or whatever, get me in, but they didn't give me value at all. And I'm like, well, bye. You know, I don't remember their name now. I threw it out. I threw out whatever that was, something. Anyways, less clicks. That was where I was going before I jumped off. Before I talk about my cat some more.
That's good stuff. Y'all keep talking. Yeah. Y'all make it better. That's why y'all here.
So, like, one thing that I want to kind of, like, tie in with definitely what you were saying earlier is about the universal law of attraction. Coming from my own personal experience, when I had, like, a certain mindset, especially at a high school and then, like, working at McDonald's for longs, I was around a certain crowd until, like, I think one of the first videos that kind of really shifted is, like, when I started working, watching, like, Eric Thomas's videos, and then my mindset just clicked and started, like, doing different things. And then from there, it's like certain people that I used to associate with, like, slowly kind of go in the past, and then these new other people start coming in. And then that's been going through like college and even to now.
So, like, when I say that you kind of tie everything together, I'm just laughing because from all the transitions, from me meeting certain people and keep developing my mind and learning things. Now I'm finding myself here at this table. Now, if I would have told myself I'd be at this table 5 years ago, I'd probably laugh at myself in the face. like, get out of here. But it's just like, I guess, like when you start changing and transforming yourself for the better, you know,
sure,
like you'll build connections with other like-minded people.
Yeah, you're vibrating at a different level. Like if you look at the chakras or whatever, you know, religious stuff, the higher you get, the higher level of self that you get, you just kind of naturally attract those people. And I've seen that even recently. I mean, you know, I've been connected with Mark Davenport already.
Oh yeah.
But out of nowhere, so I started the funnel consulting company because I had a lot of people like, hey, I want you to do this for cybersecurity stuff. I decided not to go that route, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a big time suck for me. Lucrative, right? Like, in fact, one of the deals I turned down was a multi-million dollar deal recently, but it was just such a time suck to get to that point, right? It was one of those, you know, you get a percentage and this other thing's coming and sure, I get a dip in all these different companies, but I was like, that's not the lifestyle we want, right? My wife and I, we've set a certain lifestyle of freedom of time, freedom of money, right? So we can go enjoy the things we want. And that's why I've gone into the digital asset world and not the traditional brick and mortar. So that's why I turned on this deal. But what I'm getting at is that because I was already vibrating at a certain level, and I, you know, I formed that company because I thought I was going to go that other route with this stuff. I was vibrating at a certain level, and kind of out of nowhere, I was like, you know what? Let me kind of talk with Mark. Was one of the people I reached out to on that specific deal, asking questions. I was like, hey man, this is kind of what I've got in front of me. You know, what do you think? And he threw things out there that I hadn't even thought of yet.
That's what he does.
Yeah. And I was, you know, you always worry with Mark because he's a master negotiator. So you're like, am I giving away some of my company right now? Yeah. Let me listen to this.
You know? It's like you just check.
Yeah, exactly. You're going one way, and then all of a sudden Mark's like, yeah, another 4% equity. Wait a minute, what? Very smart guy, phenomenal guy. Mm-hmm. But what I'm getting at is that out of nowhere, Mark linked me up with, how to say, his business attorney that he uses to make sure that I had the foundation in this particular venture if I wanted to go that route, which I didn't do, you know, as a revenue share type of route. But I didn't go that route, but I made a connection out of that. And so getting back to what Chris was saying about when you shift your mindset and you're kind of, you know, vibrating in certain realms, you never know what's going to just pop out of nowhere to you to help you go to even a higher level, right? Mm-hmm. And going back to Antonio talking about earlier, like, hey, who's this guy on LinkedIn sharing my stuff, right? I'm just on LinkedIn doing my thing, trying to help people. That's just me, right? That's how I'm built. I'm helped to give back and try to position people in a better thing in life. And you know, that's a detriment in some aspect because I get, you know, a lot of time wasters out there, you know, when you try to do that stuff. But I've gotten better over the years of go over there. But what I'm saying is when you start vibrating at a higher level of yourself, and I think that's pretty much what Chris was kind of alluding to, you know, he got in listening to different things and things were triggering and he kept constantly seeking the next level. You vibrate people into your lives, you know, and we'll talk about Antonio briefly, where all of us in this mastermind right now, we didn't know who Antonio was, say 10 years ago. Like, honestly, nobody knew who Antonio was 10 years ago.
Two years ago.
It's been less than a year for you and I. Mm-hmm. I think it was maybe September of last year or something. So we're getting right around the year mark here. But, yes, but when, I guess the whole point here before I take all hours, because I can talk to you. you look at my online courses, I can go for, I got a course that's like 14 hours, but I keep people engaged the whole time. That's awesome. The number one course in cybersecurity right now. But self-prop.
But anyways, the whole thing I'm getting at here is just piggybacking off what Chris is saying about as you go to higher levels of yourself, you vibrate and you attract certain people that have the solution to the problem you didn't even know you had yet. Like, I didn't even know I had that problem until Mark was on the phone with me and I was like, ooh, yeah, I should probably, he's like, yeah, hang on, here's a name to jot down. Let me get you in touch with my attorney and she knows how to do all that stuff. She's a genius and all that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Didn't even know I had that problem. I probably would have gotten really... we'll keep it clean for the missus in the house that runs high. But I would have really gotten out of luck on that deal, you know, and had it taken to me because I want to have my ducks in a row right before that conversation.
Yeah.
So that's good. I think I've taken enough time here.
No.
Law's still looking good, by the way.
No, y'all keep talking because it's going to get, that's why I got your hands on it. It's going to get better and better, especially we get, so two more things in this introduction and then I'll stop. And I'm going to give them to you back to back and both of them are punches in the face. The first one is a positive punch in the face. There are so many people, spiritual and rich. Okay, we think we got to have one or the other. All right, if I'm woke, I got to be mean. How many woke mean people y'all know? Too many, huh? They can't wait to disagree on your Facebook comment, all right? They can't wait and send you some soliloquy of their wokeness and how mean they are, right? Now, you don't have to choose. You know I ain't lying. These people out there, right? You don't have to choose between spirituality and riches. They are connected. They are. Right? Yeah, alchemy. Yeah, good book, too. Now, the next one. Now, this is a punch in the face, and Vastine knows all about this one. When I brought up the 401k, it's the trap. He's like, amen. Right? He upset. As long as you make money, the government is your business partner. Yes. That is facts. That's the punch in the face. As long as you make money, the government is your business partner. That's true. No, I own my own business. No, you don't. Your business partner is Uncle Sam. And if you live where Law live in New York, then you got Uncle Sam and nephew New York Sam in his pocket. Yeah, because New York got state tax. Yeah.
Maryland, where Jerome's at, you got triple tax. You got
this—the
federal, state, and then local taxes.
That's disrespectful. Yeah. That's in Maryland. That's real disrespectful. See, which means I wouldn't move there. The whole point of making money is not to lose it. Yes. Good. Good. Fantastic. Well, that concludes this part. It's the introduction part.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.